And welcome back to the News Dramatic Report. Open lines, of course, 800-313-9443. And we're ready to take your calls on any topic. Important to understand what's really going on here in terms of your world. Start off with the healthcare issue. I know that Trump has put out, I think, a 7 or 8 point plan. I'm working on a documentary to add other elements to that to make it affordable. Right now, under Obamacare, death panels are killing people because they delay care or refuse to give care, even conventional care. Let's say you need a clipped aneurysm in your head at 2 a.m. on a Saturday. If you're 72, you may have to wait till the ethics committee meets on Tuesday, and if you don't have the surgery, within a few hours, the leaky aneurysm will kill you. We have people that, let's put it this way, I don't agree with conventional chemotherapy, but it might be for a percentage of people extend their life by a number of months if it doesn't cure them, which is, does happen. But you know, remember now, chemo has some very nasty side effects even if you survive it. The problem is that even that care is being denied. We know the number of people needing surgery are losing muscle mass and stability and control. Maybe they need a total hip replacement or a knee surgery, and they're not going to get it because the co-pays are so high. It turns out that in the average American family making less than $50,000 a year, three-quarters could not raise $1,000 for an emergency, and two-thirds of people making less than $100,000 as a family couldn't do it. 95 million Americans now are no longer in the job force, therefore they're not considered unemployed, and that is an obscenity to say they're not unemployed. We need to start having what we call workfare, which means rather than welfare, it's called workfare. Even if, let's say, and give you an example, if we had a system set up to actually have innovative people in the community literally creating jobs, all kinds of jobs. For example, let's say someone's disabled, they're at home and they're in a wheelchair, and they have, not only low mobility, maybe they only have vision in one eye. We can make work for them. We can have somebody who has a physical problem, and we can give them equipment and technology so they can have mobility, maybe assisted robotics or other technology so they can get around and do things. That's where things like robotics, for example, is going to take people that are competent but are mobily disabled to do all kinds of work. Also remote work, working at a great distance, whether it's consulting, operating equipment. For example, one of the things that I've heard recently in Japan is a lot of the new technology such as 3D printing parts. Someone could actually apply for a contract to have a portion of his three-car garage turned into one part of that garage, could be a 3D printing machine for just a specific part for a specific company. Why can't we start innovating and start creating all kinds of jobs where you have communities, for example, that put together things like our mild hyperbaric greenhouses to grow food and then sell these back to local grocery stores and co-ops so that people can get food at a reasonable price that has higher mineral and vitamin content, isn't trucked across the country, isn't exposed to pesticides because it's in a controlled environment, and is healthy for people because it has all the minerals to activate all their genes. Why don't we have a system where we have total recycling? For example, recycling of every object so that there's no trash being put into trash depots. And we can have this technology. Why don't we have a situation where people don't just recycle with these big recycle trucks, but in large cities or areas like New York, you have recycle tubes that can go through the sewer buildings, so you can have recycle tubes that would actually bring the trash to central recycling areas inside buildings to recompress it and put it out in cubes so that it's easier to transport to a full recycling plant. Why don't we have technology, for example, so that we can have safe zones to rewild parts of the country for maintaining some of the animal species such as buffalo and so on. Why don't we have a situation where we make safe areas so we don't end up with the spread of prion disease? The reason is we aren't thinking innovatively as to what we can do. In terms of immigration, for example, we need to have a much more rapid immigration system that doesn't cost a fortune. I'm born in Detroit. My second oldest son was born in Georgia when I worked there at the Augusta Regional Trauma and Burn Center. My oldest son, it was very easy for him to get a citizenship because I'm an American. When he was 16, he just simply sent the documents. This is before 9/11. And he was able to get his citizenship. The problem is my youngest son and my daughter, who were born in Canada, and my wife was born in Canada, had to spend considerable costs over years, and actually, even though they've been back and forth to America for, you know, the past 30 years, why is it so difficult? Now, of course, the average person coming from countries where they want to work hard here, and they could be people running a cleaning company, people operating and doing a lot of work that we need done in this country. They are good citizens, and we need these people here. We want cultural immigration from people who have similar view to us, and that includes Christians, including Christians from Mexico and Central America. We want Europeans for cultural immigration, and we want to have J-1C visas for people with technical skills so we can modernize our culture, because other nations like China have 30,000 engineers and PhDs that graduate every year, and they have more, for example, engineers graduating from Beijing only, the Beijing area, than all our PhDs and engineers in America. That's crazy. We need to tap into these resources so that we can start modernizing our culture, our infrastructure, and our highways and so on, and developing new technologies such as nanotube technology to form nanotubes for structural steel or concrete so that we can build taller buildings, stronger bridges, things that won't degrade, new types of technology to protect us from environmental pollution, things like, for example, creating hyperbaric homes so people can live longer and well. Technologies that can communicate like fiber optics everywhere instead of having Wi-Fi of networks and cell phones. Now the latest research has come out and proven very clearly that these cause polarizing effects in cell membranes. They close the neural pores and the ion transport channels, and they stress cells causing cancer, such as multicentric astroglioma, which these now this big study came out last week proving it. We need to start moving toward the idea that we need to create the future of the new jobs, including for people that are disabled or elderly, and start realizing that everybody deserves to have a job, even if it's a technology or information job or operating something at a distance. We also need to start realizing that we need to have a reverse tax, not a minimum wage, but a reverse tax that below a certain income, everyone receives a certain amount of money so they can have a level of existence that's reasonable, that they can buy food, have clothing, have health care without giant copays. If you're sick, you don't end up getting shoved aside or have to be, you know, mortgage your home because you need a procedure done. These are not, and we shouldn't call them and label them a socialist issue. We should say that look, the tax rate should be low enough that small business can thrive and survive, that large corporations have to be, in a sense, fostered to have their business stay in America because tariffs and other things and incentives, techno incentives, that to have the corporation here makes it much easier to sell a business here. And also where we can collaborate with foreign corporations to bring technology back home here so that we can have infrastructure. Every major city should have, for example, high-speed rail on both coasts going out north and south. And then we should have at least three lines in the northern United States, the Midwest, and the southern United States should have across the nation high-speed rail, high-speed transport, and high-speed delivery of goods and containers. It could all be the container goods even could be done underground. Who says it has to be above ground so it can be beyond elements? We need to move to a new system, where I know this from Tier 1 Science, that can distribute power. You don't need power substations that can be affected by weather or take a tremendous amount of power usage or create dirty electricity. I know the technology of what's called plasma distribution lines that are considerably smaller in diameter, don't require towers, and can be buried. We need to have a system where we are able to stop major volcanic events. For example, we need to pump the water out of the lakes around the Yellowstone National Park, which would, when the water gets below it, becomes like a giant explosion. We need to start realizing that volcanism is an indication that there's gravity waves coming in from deep space, and we need to stabilize the magma in these lines underneath the earth that are creating volcanism and simply release the energy slowly using a type of noise-canceling technology so that we can have several hundred microquakes per day that we won't feel, rather than a macroquake every 300 years, like in the Cascadia subduction zone off of Oregon. Every 300 years, they call it the Thunderbird rises. We need to start looking at how we can stabilize the environment so animals will survive and we become a true steward of the environment rather than allowing pollution. And the Chinese see this. Most of their cities, the air is not breathable. The water, 40-50% of the waterways are filth and toxins. They know that their future generations of Chinese citizens, if they're, you know, they're trying to use detoxification technology, which is why infrared sauna and detox is really big in China. But if you're not taking the toxins out quick enough with the right nutraceuticals and technology, It's going to cause cancer. It'll cause lower IQs. It's going to cause birth defects and infertility. And eventually the human race will not have to go quietly into that good night with a nuclear war or scalar war or a galactic event such as an asteroid strike. It will go into that good night with just toxins that destroy human biology or epigenetics with the scalar radiation that we create with smart meters, Wi-Fi networks, and cell phones. We should get back to the phone booth, the idea of privacy, so we don't have the social lack of grace of people talking to themselves while walking around with a cell phone. There should be a phone booth where they can plug it in and get high-speed fiber optic connections. Same way at home. Why do we have to have a system where we have these Wi-Fi networks that could be toxic and cause insomnia, depression, agitation, precipitate cell stress, which causes diabetes, and other health conditions we don't directly connect, but we can actually see the markers. For example, I can measure anti-tissue markers on people that are developing stress from Wi-Fi networks and toxic pollution or stacked vaccines, and you can see the anti-tissue antibodies arising and the T-activated lymphocytes. So, you know, people say, well, you can't confirm that. I say, well, in this day in science, we can. If we look, for example, at someone who's getting early dementia, we can look at a T1-weighted MRI scan and a quantitative electroencephalogram to see that they're dysmyelinating their fiber tracts. We can see the markers of heart disease, such as soluble ICAM 1 and 2, high-speed CT scans with a calcium score, transesophageal echograms to look for abnormal vasospasm, and abnormal heart motion studies. We need to start looking at the science of what it is to be healthy and live 100 or 150 years. And remember now, a lot of the globalists want to push transhumanism, as I mentioned back, and I'll be getting Dr. Ron Klatzbach on the program talking about this, because they don't want life extension. They don't want doctors like me providing you with seven-star nutraceuticals, such as microdose human growth hormone. It's actual human growth hormone, not just an analog or a releaser. And it releases it and increases your IGF-1 to counteract diabetes, premature aging, and what's called decreased mitophagy, where you accumulate damaged mitochondria. The primary sine qua non of diabetes, which is now sweeping not just the nation, but the world. We have nutraceuticals. We're developing upgraded technology like Mountain Red Velvet with a new encapsulation technique to get it to your terminal ileum to help regenerate all your organs and tissues, including brain, heart, liver, kidneys, and joints, ligaments, etc. We're working on creating a surgical version for printing 3D organs and for intravenous after a major trauma or burn. We're looking at technologies in every realm that will improve education. So eventually we will be able to download, learning a language at a very high speed or to assist the person to be able to continue to communicate after they've had a stroke or regenerate their brain. For example, they've just done a recent study looking at stem cell transplantation. And they found that they can actually put stem cells into the brains of people or their cerebral spinal fluid after they've had a stroke and they regenerate their neural pathways. And we can actually take cells from an area called the olfactory bulb, grow them in cell culture because they will grow, and they will interdigitate and use artificially what you would call the intelligence of neural connections that's already in the nervous system. And you can inject these stem cells from their own person. You simply extract a couple of stem cells from the cribriform plate with the needles through the roof of the nasal passages, and then grow them in culture, and then actually inject them into the particular areas of the brain or spinal cord where there's been a spinal cord transection, and it'll reconnect it. This research has already been done in Europe and elsewhere. And because I have connections around the world, and I have doctors and clinics that I connect with, I know what works and what doesn't work. And I'm very optimistic that if we apprehend the future, whether it's medical technology, geopolitical, or what I call direct democracy, we should not have politicians voting on anything anymore. With direct democracy, it should be us voting, and no bill should be more than one subject, one object, with no attachments or pork attached to it. And it should be something that the public decides whether or not something's going to be true, not the courts. They're legislating from the court, not politicians, or pork barreling or stuffing their pockets. We should also have a thing I call the Cincinnati Rule, like from Cincinnatus, the Roman politician who just did one term and went back to his farm in northern Italy several thousand years ago. The Cincinnatus Rule, we wouldn't have career politicians like Hillary Clinton, who have been corruptly using, for example, recently the State Department as their own hedge fund, or making connections within departments to corrupt whole departments of government so it started to act like our overlord rather than our servants. We have to also realize that we need strong nations if we're going to build a world that it has diversity but also strength in itself. need to help people in their own country rather than importing everybody to our country. For example, one of Trump's comments was to build safe zones in Syria and Iraq. Yeah, the safe zones, but the first thing is we need to stop Obama from supporting ISIS and ISIL in Turkey that are trying to challenge the Russians and could create a nuclear war in the Middle East, with Turkey trying to get nukes that we have stored there and get into the storage depots, or to allow the Israelis to play this this double game saying that they're in danger of ISIS and Al-Qaeda when, in fact, they collaborate with them. We have to understand that when we have places like the open-air prison of Palestine, we have two bad guys. We have the Israelis, which are very bad. We also have the Palestinians that train their children to be living bombs. We have extreme Islam, and Islam itself is a danger to the world. We need to contain it. We need to have it evolve away from Muhammad. And we need people to start getting real that a relationship with the Most High God and with each other is what Jesus taught, not a religion of priestcraft and total control like Islam or any other religion of total control so that the people literally create the dialectic of reason for war and destruction. And that's where we're heading. We're heading toward an apocalyptic future, which misreads what God's intention are for the people of Earth, that we need to be like a coat of many colors coming together to seek to help each other to create a stable world, safe from nearer space objects, safe from galactic effects of a passage of a dwarf star that causes increased volcanism and earthquakes, safe from increased solar activity of increased ultraviolet light and radiation, both X-rays and gamma rays that can affect life on Earth or cancer rates. We need to start realizing that we are the co-authors of our future, but we need to face the truth, which we have very great difficulty doing. And the most important thing is not that we have all the answers, but we ask the best questions. So collectively, we move forward toward a future where we have life extension, we become a galactic civilization, we have a stable planet safe from nearer space objects and extreme weather and galactic and solar events. We have a civilization prepared to interact with other advanced civilizations in the universe, both good and evil. And we have a society that's able to look beyond race and look beyond nation states, but not to create a totalitarian state where central control with the globalist approach toward a singularity of artificial intelligence and global financial systems makes literally hell on Earth. And we have that choice. In the next 5 to 20 years, the events that are going to happen in this election and the election in 2020 and 2024 are going to determine not only if America is free, but if the whole world is free. And if America goes down the toilet, I can tell you without any wavering whatsoever that the global financial control will not come out of Brussels or London. It'll come out of America, because America will impose it on the world if we do not repent. Repent of self-serving, of evil, of doing things that are temporarily for our own good, but in the long run will cause great destruction, including for us. Back in a moment, your calls and questions, 800-313-9443. We'll be back to our regular wellness at the bottom of the hour. And hour three, Jonathan Gray.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that we, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force,
quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know what's in your body soap? Well, I didn't know the answer until about 5 years ago when I looked at the label of my soap and was shocked to see all the chemicals. For my entire life, I had been assaulting the largest organ of my body, my skin. And to think my children were using it too. Well, a lot has changed since then. Today, my family and I operate Stone City Farms, where we make and sell all natural goat milk soap using fresh goat milk from goats we raise on our farm. Our mission at Stone City Farm is to produce high quality, all natural goat milk soap for people who want a fresh, unrefined natural product. At Stone City Farms, we offer scented and unscented soaps and a signature line of gift sets customizable to your needs. To see what our customers are saying, go to StoneCityFarm.com. Use the code NATURAL for a 20% discount. That's StoneCityFarm.com, code NATURAL for 20% off your order. You never know what could be hiding in your soap.
Try to provide a framework for a solution which we'll work toward, or an immediate answer on any topic, whether it's geopolitical, scientific, spiritual, or medical. And that's important, that we approach life in an optimistic view, that if we don't have an answer in prayer, God will give us the answer. He will enlighten us, not only individually, but collectively, so we can move forward as a collective organism toward a future where it'll be safe for a person to as they say in the Bible, it says, in that day they shall live and plant a tree and eat the fruit thereof and build a house and live in it, and they shall not fear war or pestilence or disease or death. They shall not have the fear of evil coming upon them. That's a precis of where we're going. A future where it's safe to have a strong nations that will come down on the holy feast days to Jerusalem. Not as a world capital of a globalist control state or a caliphate, or a globalist control state by a cybernetic transhuman elite, but a place where people's spiritual truth supersedes over their intellectual and emotional and scientific truth, so the truth will reign. It can't reign because the spiritual darkness has actually held back Tier 1 science. It's created a religion or realized going on instead of relationship with the Most High God and each other. It has made us not be stewards of the planets who are destroying the biosphere, not by carbon dioxide, by toxic pollution. Heavy metals released from dirty coal without scrubbers. We have clean coal technology here in America, but not in China, where they're using inferior coal. They want to buy our coal. They want our liquid natural gas. They want to have technology where they don't have to do industrial espionage, where we collaborate on advanced technology to build a better future for all of us. And human beings, you know, it's interesting how they don't realize that it can be a win-win situation. And we need to have seats in government where you have to be at least 100 years or 200 years old to be able to sit in them. At some point, that'll happen, like in the state of Georgia, where there are two seats in their parliament that you have to be 100 years old to sit. One in 35 people is to be 100 years old in Georgia. One in 3,500, 100 times less, lives in America. So that's a different thing. And it's their diet, but we can expand beyond that. By the way, it includes things like what's called glacial milk, which contains indium. We're working on a new indium technology, which I'm collaborating with some scientists to develop. We're also working on new technology for minerals, new technology for anti-aging. I'll be bringing on a brand new technology for sonic vibrational platforms that they can actually interface with a frequency generator to generate the harmonic frequencies to stimulate tissues to heal, regenerate, and affect different organ systems. That's coming on really soon, actually probably as soon as the next couple of weeks. We're also working on other technologies that could take a little longer, such as a frequency-dependent lumen-photon technology. I'll be bringing back on the program Dr. Bob Dennis, NASA scientist who worked on Schumann resonance with the MicroPulse, which is one of our technologies for healing and regenerating and stopping pain and stimulating the stem cells to release. And we'll be bringing on stem cell research doctors like my old colleague, Dr. Centeno from Broomfield, Colorado, that set up his Regenerax Clinic in the Grand Cayman Islands. As they say, all you have to do is ask me, and if I don't know, I will ask the right questions and find people that have answers, if not here in other countries like Central America, Europe, Russia, China, etc. For example, we have peptides that can regenerate different organs in your body. Those are developed by Dr. Cavinson in the Russian Academy of Sciences. We have also other anti-aging molecules that are researched, some of them 4 and 5 decades, that can literally deglycate cross-linked proteins in diabetics and pre-diabetics, technologies that can actually regenerate neural pathways in your brain, technologies that can are real simple. You can operate at home, like mild hyperbarics with ozone. And we have the combinations of things that really work. In other words, they're doable, they're inexpensive, and in most cases, for example, like the hyperbarics, you can get a total write-off. So if you want help, everyone can qualify for a starter protocol by emailing me. It's only if your condition is more complex, or you want me to review labs, x-rays, and other things, that I recommend a consultation. But it's inexpensive, and you will find that I give you advice that's going to make you, let's just say, allow your body to heal itself with the right technologies and healing nutraceuticals.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
If your home has hard water and it's leaving white spots, then it's likely that limescale is clogging your pipes. Limescale can cost hundreds of dollars a year in wasted energy and early appliance breakdown. HydroCare systems available at Wave Home Solutions prevent and remove limescale with just a simple filter change every 3 years. There are no salts, chemicals, or magnetic coils. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, just go to bestwater123.com. That's bestwater123.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back. And Bruce McKeeman. Bruce, you run Summit to Sea. You're probably one of the most innovative people I know in technology. And you've taken the hyperbaric chambers. You weren't the first company, but you're definitely by far the most innovative. And I'll just run through the things that I note from the top. Number one, you have the brightest chambers with the most strongest walls, and the most ambient light comes in. You have the coolest chamber with technology you've developed, and you actually have used that technology to create cooling mattresses for a major mattress company. You have ergonomic, if you want to call it, valves inside, so you can see what the pressures are when it's going up in the chamber. You have windows in the chambers on the top and bottom, say the vertical grand dive. You have the largest chambers and also the least expensive chambers. You have the most portable chambers that, for example, if you're a basketball player or a football player, you can put it on your bed and lay in it and go to sleep. You have chambers where you can even hook it up so that there's a wire or electrical power supply goes inside the chambers through a special connector, which you just recently talked about. You have this new wireless Wi-Fi network speaker system that turns the walls of your chamber into giant speaker diaphragms. I mean, there's so many things that you've listed. You've got new pet chambers. You've got chambers where you can actually take a gurney and somebody on a stretcher and put them inside the chamber. You've got chambers that are the tallest chambers, the Vertical Grand Dive Plus. The list is pretty long, isn't it?
We are just thrilled that we have had the acceptance we've had, because when your product is accepted and you know it's healing people, you are a lot happier than if your product is accepted and someone else buys a Volkswagen.
Right.
It just is a great feeling.
Yeah, in other words, somebody buys a new car, rather than what they need is they need a chamber in their house so that, and this is the paradigm I want people to kind of grasp. If you have an organ, let's say your liver or your brain, and 10% of the cells are not optimally operating, they're in what's called a low redox state. You don't generate as much energy or ATP or NADH from every fuel, a molecule of fuel, whether it's fatty acid or sugar. And as a result, those hypoxic, acidotic, and low redox tissues cannot regenerate themselves, they cannot detoxify, and they can't adapt to the stress of the environment. Now, what hyperbaric oxygen does, it gets oxygen through to those tissues, so it changes the redox potential. Now they start generating more energy. And the key to healing is not just supplying nutrients to the healthy cells and tissues, it's to the unhealthy ones that can either commit apoptosis and get rid of themselves, or they start to get rid of old damaged organelles in the cell like endoplasmic reticulum or mitochondria. In fact, the marker for diabetes, interesting that it's best seen on microscopy and electron microscopy, is what's called decreased mitophagy, meaning you start to accumulate old damaged mitochondria you don't get rid of. And a scanning EM, that's the singular easiest thing to pick out in a cell or tissue of someone who's diabetic or pre-diabetic, is that they accumulate old damaged mitochondria and don't get rid of them. So when you start supplying oxygen to tissues, this goes beyond the normal paradigm of, hey, I'm going to give a good meal or nutrients to a person that jumps over their gene defects. The healthy cells will absorb it. The sick cells in a low redox state can't. They don't have the energy even to digest it or absorb it or transport it across the cell membrane. You add mild hyperbaric oxygen, and now the sick cells will start acting like young, healthy cells and absorb the nutrients and detoxify and regenerate. That's what's really neat about hyperbaric oxygen. You heal faster, you heal farther, and you heal more completely if you add to our nutraceutical protocol and our other technologies the technology of mild hyperbarics. So I, for example, had a consult of a gentleman who had traveled over and was working in China, and his MS, you know, gradually got worse because he was only on level one care without all those other technologies. When he's back, we have to get him a mild hyperbaric chamber for him to get well. MS patients should always be in mild hyperbarics. People with autoimmune disease or cancer should always be on a ketogenic diet and mild hyperbaric oxygen. That's important.
Yes, and isn't it possible that part of the cancer surge is those sick cells are starting to morph or mutate, and they don't die, and they just stay there sick and keep growing?
Exactly. The problem is, you see, what cancer is a normal stress response to stress, where the cells want to survive no matter what, so they change their genetics, they change their cell antigens so the immune system can't pick them up and pick them off. And as a result, cancer is an adaptation of strong cells trying to survive. Now, what you do when you supply oxygen is you convince those cells to repair the DNA, to switch back on normal cell-to-cell contact to inhibit growth, and to behave more normally. And that's what's important, is you're actually seeing the switching of genes back to normal once you nourish the right nutrients, the right apoptogenic agents, and oxygen. Because autoimmune disease, whether it's rheumatoid arthritis or multiple sclerosis, is a microhypoxic, acidotic, free radical disease. And the underlying roots of cancer and autoimmune disease and inflammation is identical. They all have the same roots. Interesting, hey?
It's very interesting, and it's thrilling to think that there is actual science behind these hyperbaric chambers that close with a zipper and not an airlock.
Exactly. Yeah, I love how the zipper works. I mean, I get in my chamber, I'll get in this afternoon after the show, and if I get in there and I'm answering emails, I have a big director's chair. That's what you guys recommended I get. And I have some real nice cushions in there, and I have an extra chair, for a small triangular chair, if I want another person in there. My friends down the road, one's a DA and the other's a criminal defense attorney, like to get in the chamber, and they love it. They get spoiled. They say, well, can I come down here? They're so busy, they're not down as often as they are. I'm sure they'd like to. But I have a small desk in there. I can put my computer on there. I can listen to music, which I do while I'm actually doing my work. And the refreshment is unbelievable. You reduce inflammation, you stimulate your stem cells with mild hyperbaric oxygen, you stimulate the cells to repair cells or just get rid of them, apoptosis, you repair or get rid of old damaged mitochondria. Your cells and tissues are able to flush toxins once it has enough energy and oxygen. You start to have enough regenerative power, you can actually regenerate organs and tissues. Hyperbaric oxygen is essential. And I really think that every home should have a hyperbaric chamber, just like every home has a shower or a bath. I mean, it should be considered like, in say, 20 years from now, where you mean you don't have a chamber? Oh my, how do we put together some way of making sure you get one?
And we're moving in that direction.
Yeah.
I have contractors calling me saying, we're building the hyperbaric room for the chamber for my customer. What do I need for voltage, air volume movement, et cetera? Cooling, and so now they're creating environments in their new houses they're building.
Are you talking about a hyperbaric room rather than just a chamber, right?
No, this is the chamber And the hyperbaric room is the room that the chamber is housed in.
Oh, yeah.
So they want to make sure that the room is optimum to make the experience optimum.
Exactly, yeah. Now, testimonies, head to toe. We have people that are getting hormonal imbalances, thyroid, adrenal, hypothalamic, pituitary dysfunction. Most people don't realize that if you actually were able to do what's called a redox scan, looking at the level of electrons, say, in the cytochrome of all the cells of your body, it would tell you, just like when we do a potentiometry, you put an electron on the right arm and the right leg, for example, and it'll look at the potentiometry of the collective charge of your cells, like batteries in series, across all your tissues, and it determines if you're in a high redox state, you're okay. If you're a low redox state, you're teetering toward illness and decompensation. And one of my friends, a colleague, an intensivist who has a bit of an engineering degree, he would actually walk through the ICU and do a potentiometry test on him. He also had an oxygen nasal clamp device that he miniaturized that would determine the METs, or the metabolic activity of the person, so he could determine from their potentiometry and their METs whether they were going to crash that night and die or get really sick. And you couldn't just tell from their blood pressure and other parameters. When you looked at their METs and their redox potential, you could tell exactly who was going to crash by the next day. That's why I don't think anybody should consider that an intensive care unit is really intensive, whether it's a burn unit or an ICU, unless it's a mild hyperbaric airlock system. I really think that we need to start re-engineering what hospitals are, that if you're really sick, the very first thing that you need is not just a little oxygen mask sitting on your face or nasal prongs. You need mild hyperbaric oxygen to push it into the tissues, to the sick tissues that ordinarily won't be being perfused. What do you think?
So the voltage being high or low, which is the redox state?
The redox state is determined real simply by the presence of electrons. And like Linus Pauling said, the electron density in your cytochrome determines the ratio of production of ATP. For example, the fully oxygenated cells, they generate 32 ATP for every glucose molecule rather than just 2 with anaerobic glycolysis. And that's the problem, is we realize that your energy level is determined by your electron density in the cytochromes, and it's totally dependent on the level of oxygen. So if you don't have oxygen and the cofactors for metabolism, which you need, like our carnitine, CoQ10, mitochondrial supports like pyrimidines, like uridine, triacyluridine, your body can't convert fuel, sugar, or fatty acids into energy. And the problem is, you see, this is simple chemistry and mathematics. But because most doctors are not really trained in hard science or how to defend a PhD, they really don't know how to problem solve to deal with issues like my engineering friend, who's also a medical intensivist in Colorado years ago, in Aurora, that actually developed a device for actually determining who's going to crash. And it was real simple. He'd walk around the ICU and put the nasal clamp on these people, see how much CO2 they're generating, how much oxygen, look at their METs output, because it would come up with an actual number, or their bioimpedance, and he could tell you exactly who was going to crash. Interesting, eh?
Yes, very interesting. I'm going to get my meter out right after we hang up and test my impedance.
You have a bioimpedance machine, right? I'll guarantee you, if you have people that are sick and they get a little bioimpedance machine, I'm thinking about adding one to our list of things. We are adding a small little Amazon shop that'll cover some technologies that we don't carry, but we want to ship, like HydroFloss and the Sinea Pulse Elite and a few other things, like the special trampolines we recommend for exercise. But a bioimpedance machine is real nice, because if you know if you're doing well, your bioimpedance and your QRMA, which is the other technology that's very useful to have, quantitative resonant magnetic analysis, bioimpedance is a good measure if you know, do your cells have enough electrons in them today? Believe it or not,
yeah.
Electrons make your cells alkaline, make them energetic, make them able to absorb nutrients and get rid of toxins and regenerate. And that's why mild hyperbaric oxygen, I've heard some people that don't understand chemistry and Henry's Law, and they try to make silly statements to me and say, well, I think if we just give you oxygen a certain level on the mask, or you bounce on a trampoline, you're going to oxygenate those tissues. I said, you've got to be kidding. Do you not understand that when you do it under pressure, you dissolve the oxygen in the tissue? And when you add ozone, you even get higher concentrations in the tissue, because ozone hyperoxygenates the cells and mitochondria and the endoplasmic reticulum and the DNA even to turn it on. You know, you need to have pressure, but you don't need real high pressure, just 1.3 ATA is plenty, isn't it?
Yes. Picture, you know, analogy, picture a population on one side of the wall, and they need food, they need water, they need it desperately. So the other nation on the other side of the wall just keeps bringing it and piling it up, but they don't open the door. So
right. Yeah.
The Henry's Law opens the door to let that food and water through to the
right.
population that's starving, your cells.
Right. So, in fact, if you could do what I call a microhypoxic scan, let's say you could do a color scan to see what organs and tissues read down to a resolution that's down to, say, less than a millimeter, you'd see little black holes where people don't get oxygen and nutrients into their tissue. And you'd wonder why someone's had liver disease or chronic obstructive pulmonary disease or dementia. You'd see basically, if you looked at the electron density, like Linus Pauling postulated what's called a field ion scanner. And I worked out the physics how to make one and explained this to a radiologist in Los Angeles 5 years ago. I don't want my ideas stolen, because lots of them have over the years, because I was a little bit free with my talking to drug reps and scientists and other people. But I know how to make a field ion scanner. And we're working on an upgrade to the technology of the bioplasm machine, which we bring in from China. It's a knockoff of the Russian Metatron. And we can effectively scan for specific frequencies throughout the body. And I've developed an oscilloscope technology to actually tune down to the actual frequency harmonics of the cell membranes, the biomolecules, and the transducing DNA modulating enzymes. So I've actually figured that all out, believe it or not.
Yeah, and it's science. It is not.
It's science. It's an oscilloscope. It's science, okay? It's not airy-fairy, you know, like, you know, I've got my crystal ball. It's science. We actually come up with specific numbers. That's why we're looking at vibrational technology, and we'll bring on the experts on that as well, on what I call morphogenic field therapy, which can be sound, light, infrared light, magnetism, etc.
Excellent. The research we're doing now is to develop a combined cooling system, because with hyperbaric chambers, it is warm in there, as you can attest to, Bill.
Yeah, but I noticed that what's amazing about your chambers is they're cooler than the other ones that are out there, because you have the special cooling technology.
Yes, and we're enhancing that, especially for the horizontal chambers, where we're developing a mattress that will not only cool the body laying on it, but will cool the air going into the chamber, because the air going into the chamber is going to be pre-cooled and actually pumped through the mattress.
Oh, wow.
Just fantastic what we're working on and developing with our partner Certec in France and Saratoga in New York. We're just
so that'll mean regular mattresses. People in hot climates, let's say southern Georgia, when it's 105 out and 85%, 90% humidity, they can have a cooling mattress even if it's not hyperbaric. It'll cool them down at night so they get a restful sleep.
Hadn't thought about that, but there's no reason why that wouldn't work.
Yeah, why not? I mean, as they say...
All you need is a little pond pump to circulate that water, and you have the air circulating being cooled.
Right. Yeah. Now, where I see this all going, too, is really neat. I mean, I talked in the last segments about, you know, using innovative technology. For example, what I'd like to see is, and one of the technologies people are talking about being preppers, if you had something as simple as a PET chamber that would be, say, 5 or 6 feet long, you could grow what we call hypercarbic, which means 1,000 parts per million of carbon dioxide, mineral enhanced, say, with our magnesium MG12 oil, and indium. We have a new indium technology we're adding I've been working on with one of my scientists. And when we hypermineralize water, because that turns it into all the biomolecules required with the CO2, you can grow plants at enormously fast rates, enormously large. For example, we did research years ago with one of my botanist professors back at the University of British Columbia. We were able to grow food that was much bigger than the average food that it was genetically related to in a hypercarbic greenhouse. Now, if you start adding hyperbarics, you're going to push that CO2 deep into the plant tissue, and you're going to convert a lot more to actual tissue substance. With the minerals, you're going to get a lot brighter color, a lot more biomolecules and vitamins and minerals, and you're going to end up with food with much higher food value with no toxins and no pesticides, because it's in a secure environment, it doesn't need it. So there's all kinds of applications in the future. If you're a prepper, That's another way of generating food at an enormous rate.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
It's funny. We have Jonathan Gray trying to call me back here because I called him. Hello, Jonathan. Dr. Bill here. We can probably connect to Jonathan early if we have time there, Dan. It looks like he's calling me back. Oh, he didn't. That's funny. He probably misunderstood that he needed to... that my request was the studio. Here, I'll pick it up here in a second. Yeah, hi, Jonathan. Yeah, you need to accept a request from RBN. They made a request to your Shores NZ, and they will connect you up from the studio.
Okay,
very good. Very good. Take care.
Yeah.
That's radio. Believe it or not, we're talking to Jonathan, who's 19 time zones away, and he's ahead in the international dateline. So it is 5 hours earlier, but it's tomorrow. It's Thursday. Isn't that amazing? Now let's talk about some of the things that we're going to talk about with Jonathan. Of course, we'll be getting Bill Warner back from politicalislam.com, and we need to talk reality here. Islam is not compatible with Western society or culture. It doesn't matter if they're a doctor, an engineer, whatever. They tolerate the more extreme elements. and they will not fight against it. And you'll see this in society. For example, the current mayor of London will say things that are plainly untrue, saying that Islam does not want to push Sharia law, that Islam is compatible with Christianity. But if you read the Hadith and the Shira and the Quran, you actually see the history of Muhammad, realize it's not possible to connect these things. And we're going to, you know, we have to deal with reality. What you'll notice on the Nutramedical Report, Clay and Iron Show, and that's the expanded title, is we deal with truths, whether it's medical truths, geopolitical truths, spiritual truths, and we have to face that. Although we have grace, and we pray for those who are, in, if you want to call it, deceived, we also have to realize that the end of grace is, and the end of mercy is, you know, recompense. In other words, there's judgment that comes. So, we will be, and I don't know, do we have Jonathan available right now? Okay, I guess he's still waiting to accept. So, yeah, that's really funny. The man. All right, so I sent a little another message to him. So, one of the things that's interesting, one of my favorite sites for national functional medicine, wellness, and nutraceutical is the latest issue on vaccine safety. It documented the film pulled from East End Film Festival and amid the outside pressure. Good, Jonathan. We're on just for a minute or two, and then we're going to be back on for a full hour in the third hour. And I want to mention this as a promo because sometimes people don't hear an hour or two. We have a lot of information that's converging right now. In the United States, we have a political jihad by the lying king, Obama. It recently came out that the IRS was targeting, quote, Christian and conservative groups. We have the head of the Department of Justice, Loretta Lynch, who's a Muslim. We have the head of the CIA, who's a converted Muslim. We have a situation here where, like Bill Warner from politicalislam.com, and your videos I consider the most stark, truth-telling, and logical and most transformative videos of any Christian leader I've ever seen in my entire life. And that DVD set we're going to talk about in an hour or three, which you can get at beforeus.com, beforeus.com. We'll be back in a minute with Jonathan Gray. And by the way, you can call in if you have questions. Just tell the board op exactly what your statement or question is. No ad hominem attacks allowed. But ask good questions and say, even if they're tough, we'll try to answer them. Back in a moment with Jonathan.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.